A Novena to St. Alphonsus of Liguori. Day 9. Meditation for Tuesday in the 9th week after Pentecost. Patience hath a perfect work. Part 2. Be persuaded, says St. Augustine, that when the Lord sends you suffering, he acts as a physician, and that the tribulation he sends you is not the punishment of condemnation, but a remedy for your salvation. Let man understand, says the holy doctor, that God is a physician, and that tribulation is a medicine for salvation, not a punishment for damnation. Hence, you ought to thank God when he chastises you, for his chastisements are a proof that he loves you and receives you into the number of his children. Whoever the Lord loveth, says St. Paul, he chastiseth, and he scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Hence, St. Augustine says, do you enjoy consolation? Acknowledge a father who caresses you. Are you in tribulation? Recognize a parent who corrects you. On the other hand, the same holy doctor says, unhappy you, if after you have sinned, God exempts you from scourges in this life. It is a sign that he excludes you from the number of his children. Say not, then, for the future, when you find yourself in tribulation, that God has forgotten you. Say, rather, that you have forgotten your sins. He who knows that he has offended God must pray with St. Bonaventure. Hasten, O Lord, hasten and wound thy servants with sacred wounds, lest they be wounded with the wounds of death. Hasten, O Lord, wound thy servants with the wounds of love and salvation, that they may escape the wounds of thy wrath and of eternal death. Amen.
O my glorious and well-beloved patron, St. Alphonsus,
thou who didst toil and suffer so abundantly to assure men the fruits of their redemption, behold the miseries of my poor soul, and have pity on me. By thy powerful intercession with Jesus and Mary, obtain for me true repentance for my sins, together with their pardon and remission, a deep hatred of sin, and strength evermore to resist all temptations. Share with me, I pray, at least a spark of that fire of love wherewith thy heart didst ever burn, and grant that, following thy example, I may make the will of God the only rule of my life. Obtain for me, likewise, a fervent and lasting love of Jesus, and a tender and childlike devotion to Mary, together with the grace to pray without ceasing and to persevere in the service of God even to the end of my life,
that so I may finally be united with Thee, in praising God and Most Holy Mary, through all eternity.
Amen.